This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Kevin Kniestad. Since October, an estimated 57,000 unaccompanied minors have entered the country. The Border Patrol estimates that number could reach 90,000 by the end of September, although the number of daily arrivals is starting to slow. As debate continues in Washington over how to deal with this surge, the Latin American Coalition is busy making plans to help kids they expect to see eventually end up in the Charlotte area. WFAE's Marshall Terry spoke to the coalition's Armando Belmas. Here's their conversation.
What has the coalition learned about this situation?
Well, the main thing that we've learned is that our community cares. We've had an outpouring of support from allies, from people within the Latino community, even from the legal community, people who want to help in some way.
So what are you doing in response to what's going on?
A couple of things that we're doing, the most important one being connecting families to the legal representation that they're going to need, either through pro bono attorneys, through a legal clinic like our own, through other nonprofit legal clinics in the Charlotte area. Also connecting community members, the ones that I just told you that were just outpouring with support, connecting them to the families, either through financial support. We've had a lot of folks who've wanted to donate money, people who've even called and said that they want to offer up space in their house. And then for us, it's just all about crisis intervention. It's what we've always done at the Latin American Coalition, and it's what we'll continue to do through this major crisis we're going through.
Now, do you know of families in the Charlotte area whose children are being detained at the border?
Well, there was there's one family in particular who you've probably seen in the news, in The Observer, in Creative Loafing this past week. A little girl, Liggs Dennis, from Honduras, who came through the Mexican desert, rode on La Bestia, the train, came through Guatemala and made it to the border, and then eventually got detained, flown to Michigan, and then made it over here to Charlotte to reunite with her mom. But then there's also a couple of other stories that we've heard of where the connection has been made either through a grandparent, in one case where she was calling us, trying to find out where her granddaughter was. She came from Honduras, 14 years old, and called her grandmother here in the Charlotte area, but hasn't been able to reconnect with her. As we hear these stories of people who have a connection to the Charlotte area or to North Carolina, what we're trying to do is figure out ways to use our legal connections, to use our immigration connections to get these families connected.
Do you have an idea of how many kids have been sent here?
Well, as of right now, we don't. But the estimates, I mean, there's a bunch of different legal folks throwing numbers back and forth and immigration folks throwing numbers back and forth. But there's estimates saying that up to 7% of all the children who have come to the U.S. in this recent surge are going to make their way to North Carolina and the Charlotte area.
Is that just the Charlotte area, or is it the whole state?
Well, that I'm not sure of. Okay. I will tell you that probably the main reason that's going to happen, aside from a connection to family in this area, would be that we have an immigration court here in Charlotte.
Can you maybe walk me through that briefly? That's something I would imagine a lot of people probably don't understand or haven't thought of. So let's take this. Let's take the situation of this nine-year-old Honduras girl. What happens next with the immigration court? What's that process?
She is now in Charlotte with her mother, who's been living in Charlotte for the past 8 years. She has a brother, a little brother, two little brothers actually. One that was born maybe about a month ago, and one that's about 6 years old. So for Liggs Dennis right now, she's going to be here with her mom, and basically she's just waiting for her court date. And it's just a waiting game, waiting for them to kind of put her on the docket for her immigration court case, which is actually a deportation court case. Now, what we're trying to do and what her attorney is trying to do is trying to say, listen, she's a refugee. Her mom lives here. She doesn't have anybody back in Honduras. So she needs to stay here with her mom.
In the last few years, we've heard a lot about kids who aren't citizens, kids who come here with their parents over the border. How common is it for parents to come without their children?
Well, it's more common than you'd think. A lot of folks will come over to the U.S. with the intent of just working for a little bit, say a migrant worker, and then going back to their country of origin with some extra money, with money maybe to buy a house, with money to maybe build a house, with money to be able to send their kids to a better school. So the intent is for a lot of parents to just come by themselves, usually just the father, sometimes both parents or just the mother, and work, raise money, and then go back or send money back. What's happening, though, in these cases is that the violence and the poverty is so bad in some of these countries of origin that the parents aren't going back. And what they're doing is they're sending for the kids so that the kids can come to the U.S., reunite with them here, and then they try to build their lives here.
Armando Belmas of the Charlotte Latin American Coalition, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Marshall.